What's up? This is Rebel Radio.
What up? What up? This is DJ Newmark.
This is Peanut Butter Wolf.
It's your boy. It's okay.
Keep checking out Rebel Radio.
Rebel Radio.
This is Rebel Radio.
We're in the place right here. Rebel Radio is going down.
Would you say Rebel Radio?
Oh, wait. Let's do it again.
Rebel Radio. What's up? It's Rebel Radio. Welcome back. I'm your host, Josh Levine. My guest today is Antoine from the Anticon Collective. If you're not familiar with Anticon, they're a West Coast bastion of alternative creativity. They got all kind of interesting music coming out, and Antoine, his new single Dry Fit, not the least of it. He's going to give us some insight into what it's like just not really fitting into the concept of what it means to be a rapper, his background, his influences from punk and hardcore music, and how that affects what he's doing today. And his number one rule for success: have friends that aren't shitty. I love that one. Check it out right after our EDM.com track of the week.
Check money. Check money. Check money. Check money. I see they talk about the ways they get paid. Yeah. Check money.
Check money. Check money.
Check money.
Yeah. Seen it in the 90s with the dot-coms. Condo, shiny poppin' gendarmes. We were still grimy, you had no charm. Mainline money, till it's no fun. Turn Mission Street to a lounge act. Drunk frat boys where they found at. End up missing how you love that. When your crown get christened all the brown cats. Got pushed out, this ain't your house. Third generation came from down south. Now I got these mummies all in my mouth. Throwing tech money trying to get me out. Seen it all before.
Okay, that was my boy Zion and I go way back with those kids. Track called Tech Money. I hope you liked it. It was definitely way out there. If you like that, you're probably going to like this interview with Antoine. Right after a message from Boxed.com.
Check it out. Boxed.com is a sponsor of Rebel Radio, and it lets you stock up on all the household items you need and save time and money. That's Boxed.com. You never have to waste half your Saturday again at a warehouse club, at the grocery store, whatever, fighting for parking, waiting in line, all that stuff. That's over. Go to Boxed.com. You can order the bulk items that you use every day. Toilet paper, paper towels, snacks, diapers. I don't know what you use. That's none of my business. That's your business. But you'll get them at low prices. You can order at any time of day, from your couch, from your phone. It doesn't matter where you are. And there's no annual membership fee. And they even send samples, free samples of items for you to check out. The best part, because you listen to Rebel Radio, you get 20% off. All my listeners get free shipping on their first order and 20% off at Boxed.com. Enter the promo code Rebel. That's Boxed.com, promo code Rebel, Boxed.com.
Well, dude, thanks for doing this, man. I'm excited to learn about what you're up to. We've been following you online, seeing you doing your thing.
Sick.
But yeah, so I saw the new video today. I don't know.
Yeah, it just came out
today.
Just
dropped?
Yeah, just today.
That's for Dry Fit?
Yeah, for Dry Fit, yeah.
Nice.
On that. No Lexi, produced by Lars Stauffers.
Okay.
On Anacon Records.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's great. And so, you know, learning about everything you're up to, I want to get into all of it. But, you know, maybe take us back kind of to the beginning and how you first got into music.
Probably just listening to music.
What were you listening to?
I listened to a lot of stuff when I was younger. I liked a lot of techno.
Yeah.
I liked punk and hardcore, but I wasn't really into it yet. Like when I was like super young and I started wanting to do rap music. I think I was just listening to rap and like what's up, whatever, and then listening to metal and stuff.
Yeah. Was your first like? Is there a first record you remember, like, that kind of blew you away?
Nah, I smoked too much weed. I don't really remember that shit that much. So, like,
okay.
I don't know. I had, like, Green Day, Insomniac on tape.
Okay.
When I was a kid.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know, I had, what should I have? Mom used to listen to PM Dawn. She would clean the house and stuff.
Yeah, that's good mom's music.
It's cool mom music. It's pretty chill.
Right.
I don't know. Nah, not really. No. I think probably Run DMC Raising Hell. I bought that on CD when I was a kid.
Okay.
And then that was pretty cool. But yeah, I don't know. There's a bunch of stuff. I don't think there's just one.
Right.
I can't pick just one.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
So, when did you first start thinking, like, making music?
When I started hanging out with my one friend, my friend Bronson, when I was in, like, middle school, he was, like, he DJed, which was really wild, because he DJed, we're, like, 13 or some shit.
Okay.
So it was, like, he was young and shit.
Yeah.
So it's, like, but he was cool. He was, like, to be, like, yo, let's record stuff. And then I would just rap over, like, instrumentals and stuff over, like, the second side of the record and stuff where it's just an instrumental.
Yeah, just, like, freestyles?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then...
Did you start performing?
No, not at all. I didn't start performing until, like, maybe, like, 15 or some shit.
Okay.
And, like, I think, like, the first show I, like, didn't, like, know any of the words and stuff, so I was, like, really bad.
Nice.
It's, like, terrible.
Yeah.
So...
Did that... Like, did you care? Did that bother you?
Yeah, it bothered me a lot.
Yeah.
It totally bothered me. So I just kind of went at it again. And then I didn't start doing shit until, like, me and my homie Doug got together, started making music. He went by Deluxe, a Superhuman. But then came, like, DJ Basslorp, DJ Sexplay. And then we started doing stuff. And then we would, like, go to this open mic and, like, and play and stuff, and all my friends would come out, and that was cool because the first time all my friends came out, I didn't know any of the words, so now I kind of knew them,
right?
Which is better.
So like some people, you know, you'd have you get up there and realize you didn't know what you were doing, and like just like that would be the end of it.
Yeah, some people will just give up, right? You know what I mean, but
so did you?
I think I gave up for a long time.
You did.
Yeah, probably. Nah, yeah. I don't know. I don't think I gave up. I think I just kind of went back and just kind of had to practice. So
did you have like a moment where you're like, you know, am I really going to do this? I'm going to, you know, go back to the lab and like make it happen? Or
I don't know. I never had any like moment where I was like, all right, like I was just kind of like, I'm going to do this.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like I never like.
It just sort of happened.
Yeah, I never really like. Thought that was gonna be something.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted like people that I knew in San Jose to listen to it.
So it obviously you're real young then, but were you what were you thinking was like a career before music?
I wanted to do like heating, the HVAC shit, heating, ventilation, air conditioning.
Okay.
Because it made a lot of money.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Yeah.
I didn't really care about the actual heating, ventilation, or air conditioning part.
Does anybody really care? Like, are there people that are just passionate about
ventilation? No clue.
Probably not.
No clue.
Yeah.
But what else did I want to do? Oh, I wanted to paint. I want to be a painter.
Yeah. You still paint?
Nah, I don't have no time.
Yeah.
What else?
So then when did you feel like music could be a career? Was there, like, something that happened?
I think when I, like, met my manager.
Okay.
And then that's when, like, I came down here and started, like, working. Not even just working, but, like, working with other people and, like, meeting people and stuff. And, like,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah. I mean, that's one thing that's so great about L.A. is, like, there's so much industry here for entertainment, and you just meet people. And you, like, can start to build.
Yeah, no, it was really wild. Like, one of the first times I came down here and stuff, I, like, me and George from Twin Shadow were, like, doing some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, he had, like, a spot at, like, Hollywood Forever. And, like, like the mausoleum part or some shit, I think, or a little cut.
That's a cemetery.
Yeah, and it was like, it was crazy because it was like, and then I remember I seen him at Cha-Cha and stuff, and I was like, yo, what's up? And then my homie was like, oh my God, you know that guy? And like, I was like, yeah, is that a big deal? Like, is that crazy? But then that's just kind of like how people, like, not from here kind of be, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't know. I don't really mind. I mean, like, everybody to me is just kind of, like, normal. So I don't really, like, be tripping out and shit.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I do sometimes.
Cool. Who have you met that you just were excited? You, like, geek out on?
I think I seen Chris Rock one time.
Okay.
I wasn't, like crazy excited. I was just like, yo, you the man. I love you. Yeah. And he, like, looked at me. He was like, all right. And I just kept it moving.
Yeah. That's pretty good. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like there may be some others, maybe.
Yeah. So I read somewhere you said, like, you didn't think you could be accepted as a rapper or...
No,
like,
not at all.
Why?
Just the way how rap is, I guess.
What does that mean?
Like, how, like, the standards of rap music and the standards of rappers, you know? Like, I didn't think that I fit in that box, but I feel like maybe this is like the time where like people don't really want the same thing over and over again. Like, they, you know, it's okay to like be different.
Yeah.
Now I think that's like, it's a great time.
Yeah, I mean, it feels like that's really changing, right? That where there were these lanes that you kind of had to fit into.
Yeah, totally. You have to be like a certain person, and
yeah,
I don't even know, like, growing up, like, if you were to tell me, like, oh, I'd be, like, here right now, like, even, like, doing what I do and stuff, like, I would have been like, how? Like, I don't get that. Like, that doesn't make no sense. Like,
yeah.
Like, I don't got no, like, I don't really have what rappers had, like, back in that day, you know what I mean? But then again, I think about it, and, like, I don't think they really knew what the fuck they were doing, because they're all broke now, you know, most of them.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like,
for sure.
Who really knew what was going on? Who, like... Do I even know what's going on? Do I even know what I'm doing? You know what I mean? But like,
so what is that? Is that just the fact of not being in something you don't know? Or is it just like you get more self-confidence as you go?
I feel like maybe I get more self-confidence as I go.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like sometimes, you know, sometimes you think it's a certain thing and then it's kind of like not. And it's kind of just better to just keep yourself leveled.
You know, I always say like, you know, if I had known how... hard, like if I'd known like all the shit I was gonna run up against, I never would have tried.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. So you have to kind of be ignorant going into it.
True. Yeah, yeah. Because you kind of like you like if you knew everything and stuff, you kind of just be kind of wild.
Yeah,
but I don't think most people do, because like I'll be like, people be like, oh, what are you doing? And I'll be like, working. And they're like, oh, where do you work at? And I'll be like, no, I have to go and make music. That's my job. And they're like, how does that work?
Yeah.
And then I explain it to them, and they're like, that doesn't sound fun.
So, wait, how do you explain it?
I'm just like, hey, I have to go in and work on songs, then I go on tour, then I make enough money to sustain myself to work on these songs some more.
Yeah.
Then I go back out on tour and make more money, and then I go do it over and over again.
Yeah.
And then people are like, that sounds really boring. But I don't know. It's not boring to me. Like, I like it. Like,
sure.
Makes me excited.
Yeah.
Get excited.
What was the first, was there like a turning point for you where like you start getting known and people are coming to your shows and they're like,
oh,
you know, you're getting that positive feedback?
Yeah, but I don't remember it.
Okay.
It's not like some moment.
It's not like one day it changed.
Nah, I don't feel like it was like one day. I feel like maybe it was one day, but then like I probably like got fucked up that day and was like, oh, hell yeah. Like, yeah. I'm going to go get fucked up.
Right.
And then I forgot what day it was. You know what I mean? Like,
it
just kind of blurred to me.
Sure.
But, you know, I feel like it's every day. You know what I mean? Every day I feel like it's possible to be like, you know, it's my turning point day.
So is it more like it's little advances.
Yeah, little advances.
Yeah.
I like, you know, put out the video. I feel like people like his video. It's my like favorite video so far.
This new one?
Yeah, so.
Yeah.
I think that's a little turning point. I think that's good.
I mean, I think your stuff, you know, just having seen some of the videos and even the artwork, right? Like, it's mm-hmm. really, you know, there's a really strong mm-hmm. personality behind it. You know what I mean? Like it feels like there's a lot of art, a lot of thought kind of into the way you're presenting yourself visually.
True.
Is that on purpose?
Hell yeah. Yeah. I read comic books.
Yeah.
I read a lot of comic books growing up.
Yeah. What comics?
Mostly Spider-Man.
Okay.
I like Spider-Man. I like Punisher. That was like my favorite.
Okay.
Because he just shot people. But he was lit. Right. Well, I remember because I liked the first Punisher movie when I was a kid.
Uh-huh.
Going Dolph Lundgren, that shit was lit.
Yeah.
I don't think they've ever made as good a Punisher movie.
Okay.
Since then. But I don't know. I just always liked movies and stuff and like reading comic books and shit.
Yeah.
So I was always like, and like I grew up poor, so we played like make believe and shit all the time. So, you know, I was kind of. I think that was it too, you know,
mm-hmm.
having an imagination and shit.
For sure.
So.
Yeah, I mean, I think that comes across definitely in the videos, and yeah, I'm sure people respond to that.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Hopefully.
So what about? I know you you mentioned Kid Rock a lot in.
Oh yeah, Kid Rock's tight, man.
So he's a big influence on you.
Not like. Not like musically.
Okay. Cause I was gonna say, I don't hear it.
Cause
that.
I don't feel like, I feel like people don't get it and I haven't really like explained it. But like Kid Rock has like had like 3 major label deals.
Right.
And it just took his 3rd one for him to like actually like break. You know what I mean? So I feel like his story is very like is more than most other rappers. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. His story is like a lot more like, I respect it more than more other rapper stories because they kind of just, other rappers just get stuff and then they like lose it and then they just give up, you know?
Yeah.
But like him, like I feel like he like lost a lot of stuff and then, but just kept going, you know?
Yeah, I mean, you hear that a lot and I wonder like, you know, about different people, like I wonder how important is that process of like failing along the way?
Yeah, it's so important.
Yeah.
Because if you just kind of like, going and like you're not failing or something or not like something doesn't go wrong where you like don't learn anything from it, I don't feel that, I don't know, when you get it all at the end, doesn't really make as much sense and you just kind of get it and you lose it again, you know what I mean? If you understand, if you know what losing something is, then you try to keep it more, you know what I mean? You'll like understand it, you know?
Yeah, that's such a good point. Like just thinking about Kid Rock, like it, you know, if grid sandwiches for breakfast had blown up,
then what happened? Like he would just be like, he'd probably lose it, you know?
Yeah, you can't go, like he could have had like a few of those big records, but like he wouldn't be around today.
Nah,
like, not at there's
all.
No way.
Nah. So you kind of had to like, you gotta have to lose stuff to like know how it feels to get back up.
Yeah. I remember, so I was doing management back then
mm-hmm.
and you know, I was managing rappers and, I took a trip with my homeboy from Interscope.
Yeah.
And he's playing me. And he's like, let me play this demo. And he played me the Kid Rock demo.
Yeah.
That was like before Ba With The Ba.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like it was like, but that was the demo that like got him that deal. And I didn't know who it was. Like he didn't tell me. He was just like, let me play this.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is the most incredible thing I've heard. Yeah. Like, because it was rap, but it was rock, but it wasn't like...
Mm.
I don't know. It was just so interesting.
Yeah, I feel like after Grit Sandwiches, I know after Grit Sandwiches, you learn how to play like a whole bunch of instruments.
Yeah.
Cause
yeah,
you know, you had to like, if he was gonna fail, it was gonna be on his own.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like cool. I feel like you know.
So how does that apply to you?
I mean, if anybody's gonna like, at the end of the day, if I have anybody to blame, it's going to be myself, not somebody else. You know what I mean? Because I'm not going to put someone else that I didn't think that could do the job on the job.
So, you know, like, I'm sure you you sit around talking to rappers, not to pick on rappers.
Yeah.
I love, there's some people They're I love okay. that are rappers, but like, but anybody, like, I'm sure you've had these conversations like I have where, you know, it's the label's fault, it's the radio's fault, it's the some other artist's fault.
Nah, man, it's the artist's fault at the end of the day. If you can't take responsibility for your shit. I mean, I could blame anybody, you know what I mean?
For
I could blame like a booking agent and be like, oh yeah, this and that. But it's like at the end of the day, I just get another person, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I have to take some type of responsibility for that, you know what I mean? And any that's what any artist, you know what I mean? Like you should take responsibility for like, maybe you can work harder, you know what I mean? Like maybe you need to change this. Maybe like there's something. You know what I mean? I think it's the best way to grow as an artist, you know what I mean, is to like never stop growing. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I mean? Never mm-hmm. just it's okay, you know, to give people what they want, you know what I mean? But like at the end of the day, you're gonna have to be better than yourself, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I think some people grow in like a really bad way and then grow in like a way that's like they stay the way they are and they just grow bigger, you know?
I mean, I think most artists, their first record is their best record.
True.
Now, if we look at the greats who have made it for decades or whatever, that's not true.
That's true.
But if you just look at your average entertainer,
mm-hmm.
they do their first work, their best work, and then they never...
Yeah, and they kind of just want to be other people, feels like.
Yeah.
Which is kind of wild.
So how do you... I mean, I think it's easy to see why that happens.
Yeah.
Because you go from working in the basement and being broke and, mm-hmm. you know... putting all of your energy and all of your heart into this thing. And then later, you know, 2 years later, you've been on the road, hanging out with girls and being surrounded by the industry.
I don't even hang out with girls on the road.
Okay.
I feel like
that's the secret.
I think that's what rappers want you to think, to hang out with girls on the road.
Fair enough. But I'm just saying like,
I'll hang out with girls, but I don't be like, there's not like 50,000 girls that I don't know in some like green room. That's trash. Like, that's I don't want nobody in the green room. I don't, like, I'm just trying to chill. I might take a nap. You know?
Yeah, I mean, I get it. I'm just saying, like, I think, you know, as an artist, like, you go from one reality, one environment that shapes your work to, you know, once you're kind of in the industry as a profession, like, you have a wholly different environment. You're on interviews and you know, like you're not hanging out with the homies anymore, just doing your thing.
Yeah.
You know. And so I think that becomes hard for people to like keep the magic that got them there in the first place.
Yeah.
So what do you do? How do you combat that?
I go hang out with my homies.
Yeah.
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 Sometimes. I'll just go hang out. Like most of my friends aren't shitty, you know what I mean? So I can go hang out with them.
Yeah.
Most of the times.
So have friends. I mean, have friends that aren't shitty.
Have friends that aren't shitty.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think most rappers don't have friends because they're kind of like, I don't know.
They're
afraid of being judged or something.
It could be really isolating, right?
But, you know, there's always people hanging out.
Yeah.
The party's always going to be there. And, you know, people mostly proud of you, you know what I mean?
Like, sure.
Or they want to be like, you know. Well, that's fine. Like, I'll go work and then I'll just go party and people will be like, oh yeah, blah blah blah, and I'll be like, yeah, sure, you know.
Hey, check it out. Rebel Radio is brought to you by Wix.com. Do you need a website? No, let me tell you, you do need a website, and you can do it yourself with Wix.com. No matter what business you're in, if you got a startup, your music career, your earwax collection, I don't know what you're doing. Whatever it is, you need a website. And Wix is used by more than 84 million people worldwide. It makes it easy to get your website live today. You can spend time on your business. Don't spend time building your website. There's hundreds of designer-made templates to choose from. Use the drag-and-drop editor. You drop in your images, your videos, your copy. And next thing you know, you have a beautiful website that you built yourself. It's fast, it's easy, it's free. We did it with rebelradio.net. Check it out, and you can see the amazing work you can do with Wix.com. You're too busy with everything else? Stop worrying about your website. Wix.com, it's easy and free. Go to Wix.com, create your own website today. Send it to us and we will promote it online. All right.
So you do a lot of stuff, obviously, with I know you have a background in punk and hardcore.
Yeah, sure.
And so how important is that for what we're talking about? Just like being around different kinds of people that have different interests and different influences.
I don't know. I feel like growing up punk and hardcore, I just know the bigger picture, I guess, and like
yeah.
a lot of shit that like bugs people out, like normal people out, I guess, don't faze me, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know, like some people, they think like once they get to this level and stuff, they have to like be treated like a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I don't give a fuck to be treated like that. I don't know, I'd just rather just be treated like a human. I don't need to be treated like a special human, you know what mm-hmm. I mean? Like, that's weird, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think I do stuff that, you know, helps people out, and that's, you know, all I really want is like people to be like, oh, yo, this helped me out.
Like, and what do you mean?
Like, you know what I mean? Music, you know what I mean? Listening to music, you know, just helps people out in general.
Yeah.
So if someone is like, hey, this is my story of how your music helped me out in my life, it's good enough for me. You know what I mean? Like, I don't really need.
So you hear that from fans?
Yeah. That's best case scenario.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, worst case scenario, I'd be saying some other stupid shit, but you know.
Of course.
That's, you know, it comes with it.
Of course,
know?
Yeah. Do you, how do you know what, you know, that feedback, right,
mm-hmm.
that you get from fans? Like, how do you know what to let in and what to tune out?
I don't.
Okay.
So, I might hear one thing and I'll be like, oh, man, this is great. I mean, I'll start tuning things out when it's kind of like a, people start asking me questions that are like obvious questions or like questions that are just like, I don't even want to talk about this. You know what I mean? Like, I understand that and I'll be just like, okay, nice to meet you.
Yeah.
You know, but like, I don't know, for the most part, I don't know. I'm down to take both. Mm-hmm. So like, I know which one I want to listen to and which one I don't, you know?
Do you ever get something that makes you sort of question what you're doing?
Yeah, like, I'll get, like, some weird question from some, like, weird-ass man, and, like, he'll be like, oh, yo, like, pussy this, pussy that, and I'll be like, dog, I don't make music for someone like that, you know what I mean? I don't make music for someone who, like...
You saying, like, people get offended by the lyrics?
No, not even offended, like, someone who is offensive.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I don't make music for, like, some offensive-ass person
yeah.
or some, like, some jock dude who, like, thinks it's, like, cool or, like... You know what I mean? Some shit like that. You know, I don't make music for those type of people, you know?
Yeah, so that let's talk about that because, you know, a lot of your lyrics, I mean, you talk about sex a lot.
Yeah, no doubt. But, you know, I'm not talking about sex like how other people talk about sex, yeah. for sure.
So, but, you know, what I find interesting is like you have one thing in your mind
mm-hmm.
that you're trying to communicate or get off your chest or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? And then, but it gets out into the world. And people take it in through their own
no doubt.
Lens, right? And you lose yeah, yeah. control over that.
Yeah, for sure. But, like, you know, I'm well aware of what I'm talking about. You know yeah. what I mean? I don't just say it just yeah. so we'll get the shits and giggles.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah.
Saying it for a reason.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
To influence the youth.
So does it matter to you then how people
take it?
Uh-huh.
You know, people are going to take it any way they want.
That's up to them.
That's up to them.
Yeah.
But, you know, as long as I could just have a say in what I'm saying and what mm-hmm. I'm putting out there still,
mm-hmm.
then that's fine.
So how do you, I mean, you know, you're good, from what I can tell, you know, you're good at social,
uh-huh.
at, you know, I mean, you're doing, everything is independent, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're not signed to?
Now, yeah, we signed to Anacon.
Okay.
But that's about,
but
like,
even that's like,
even that, it's like yeah. still chill.
Right.
Yeah.
So, how do you do it? Like, what's the, what do you do to really build those relationships with fans? What works?
I'm just talking to them.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. Yeah, just talking to them and, I don't know, just being personable, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And like, you know, that's about it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if people do that, you know, nowadays, but.
Yeah, it seems like artists, I mean, it seems to me like there's artists, you fall into one of two camps. Like, you yeah. either, like, enjoy it and get it and just like do it really well, or it's like this constant struggle.
Yeah, no doubt. It's really weird because, I mean, like, even the other day, like, some kids came to me. They're like, oh, yeah, I was at the bar, like, in New York, and I was like, oh, they were like, oh, Antoine, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, yeah, for sure. And I was like, so what's going on tonight? What y'all doing? Mm-hmm. And, like, trying to talk to them and stuff and, like, be like, oh, like, what's popping at this bar? You know what I mean? Like, what's going down? And they were just kind of like, why are you talking to us? You know what I mean? And I was just kind of like
they expected you to just be a certain way.
Yeah, and I was just like, yo, like, I don't know, like, are you guys from here? I'm not from here. Like, what's going on?
Yeah.
You know?
And how they?
They're just kind of like, oh, I don't know. It's kind of weird, you know what I mean? Uh-huh. And it's just like, I don't know, I'd just rather, I don't know, like, if it seemed like they're, like, in the like-minded, you know, as me, you know what I mean? Yeah. Into the same stuff as I am, so maybe they know about something cooler.
Yeah.
Or something cool going on, I don't know.
Yeah, but like, so people have these expectations like that.
Yeah.
You know, they think of you. I mean, I don't know. I'm always fascinated with like this idea of like how big art is it, right? How big are you in your own mind versus your fans might see it a totally different way.
I don't know. I live in a house with like 8 other people.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I don't know, I can't really keep my room clean, so I don't know. I don't really think that, you know, it's like I'm like unapproachable.
Sure.
It's like I'm not, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know when I'll ever be unapproachable.
Is that the goal?
To be unapproachable?
I'm just kidding.
You know what? Like, maybe someday, because people be crazy. I don't know.
So what is the, like, is there a vision for, you know, what you're trying to do? And like, when is there a point where you'll feel like you've made it, or have you already reached that point?
Nah, I don't know. I haven't like made it. I feel like all I want to do really is just help out people that felt feel a way growing up. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like young kids feel a way growing up and stuff, and just
like what way?
Just alone, I guess. Feel alone, or maybe they feel, you know, something like you know, I feel like detached from you know their friends or stuff. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And just kind of like. Let people, let kids know that, you know what I mean, you can be yourself and, you know what I mean, find strength inside yourself and just do something for yourself and be happy.
So do you hear that from kids?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
And that makes me happy.
Yeah.
That I'm actually doing that.
Yeah. What about like, you know, is there like financial goals attached to that? Is it, you know, you trying to be in a, I don't know.
I mean... Yeah. I mean, yeah, I'm trying to, like, help out. I want to help out my mom, like, later on and stuff, you know what I mean? And kind of, like, you know, help out whatever I can, but
I guess I'm wondering, like, how much is there, like, a business plan, so to say, opposed to, like, we're just doing it?
Right now, we're just doing it.
Yeah.
And we got Nature World and stuff, and it's kind of just, like...
Yeah, tell me about Nature World. I read a little bit about the show at Jules, but...
Oh, it's like a clothing company, but we got the Nature World night out, too.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So, clothing company.
And we're in the festival. Me and my man, Andres.
Okay.
And my manager, Chase.
Okay.
And then my buddy, Andy. He DJs for me, too.
Okay.
So, yeah, we're just kind of all just kind of figuring out, you know what I mean?
What's the brand about? What made you want to do that?
I don't know. Just streetwear.
Yeah.
Pretty much. Yeah. That's it. I like clothes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I was just like, oh, yeah, we'll just make clothes.
Yeah.
I might just drop secret stuff, too, like of shirts, too, just because I like shirts. I like shirts that are just kind of like, we're doing more of like a, like, what's it, like, more, selling it to more people, selling more stuff, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But I kind of like, you know, like I liked it when it was kind of like a littler brand and kind of like rare and stuff, you know?
Yeah.
So I might just do another like little like rare brand or something.
Yeah.
Just cause.
Like is it, is that like you worry about it getting played out or?
Yeah. Probably.
Yeah.
I like to keep things fresh.
Okay. You know what I mean? And then tell me about the night out.
Oh, Nature World night out. Well, we got another one coming up, but can't really speak on it. It's next year.
But what's the?
It's just like,
what do people expect to come?
It's just really cool shit. It's like all types of music. It's like rap, you know what I mean, and like bands play, you know what I mean, and like stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of cool because you just kind of don't know who's into what.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And is that like? Is that just more marketing for you as an artist, or what? Like,
it's just like a fun festival that I would want to go to.
Yeah.
So let's just do that for everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's really smart. I mean, we just had Clive on Stroke mm-hmm. on the show. You know him?
Mm-mm.
Dirty Bird Records. So he's a DJ, producer,
wait,
label owner.
Oh, no, I don't know.
And then, but he was saying, you know, they make more money from the clothing and the events.
Yeah.
Than they do from the music.
And
he was saying that totally changed his perspective on making music because, you know, you're not like, you're not worried about making music to make money.
Yeah.
You're making music to build fans.
True.
That then you're going to interact with in other ways.
Yeah, I think through Nature World stuff is another way to interact with other fans and stuff because they get the other shit too.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think people want to be, they want to be part of something.
Yeah, yeah. And I feel like Nature World is a thing to be a part of because, like, even in the name, like, it's not, like, there's no, like, it's not just for one gender, you know what I mean? It's for the world, you know?
Yeah.
So I think it's really cool.
Yeah. Where'd the name come from?
Just that.
Uh-huh.
Pretty much. Just a, like, just a natural, just an everything, like, everything naturally going together. Pretty much, like, Nature World is just, like, everyone together, like as like in natural abilities, like, you know what I mean? Everyone just like doing something
mm-hmm.
in a world together.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like as one doing something. Some weird, I don't know. It's probably some like weird Christian shit. I don't know. Underlying Christianity shit.
Is that right? Are you probably, Christian?
Nah.
No.
I'm Catholic.
Okay.
Not really.
No.
No. Not like
I don't know. I mean, I guess. I mean, it sounds more like, sounds a little more hippie.
Yeah.
To me.
No doubt. I grew up in the Bay Area.
But so. Also punk rock.
Yeah.
You know, there's that, that element.
Yeah.
Punk Makes rock sense. Is just like mad hippies.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. For sure.
Yeah. No, I think it's great.
Yeah.
What's the hardest part of this? What are the big challenges that you run into?
Nothing. I don't know. There's no real like challenges. I guess probably the only challenge is like not getting upset on like at like little things like cause I feel like a lot of like music is like only aesthetic, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And like the music is like terrible, especially in rap music. And like just not getting upset over it and like, you know what I mean, kind of like understanding that like every dog has its day.
So what music do you listen to? What rap music?
I like YG, the new YG album.
Okay.
Shit's really good.
Okay.
And then, what else? I like this dude from Toronto, Robin Banks. What other rap I really listen to? I really listen to a lot of rap from the Bay.
Mm-hmm.
This dude, Lil Yace.
Mm-hmm.
And Yada. And then K.E. They're pretty sick.
So there's some stuff out there.
I listen to a lot of rap that I don't make.
Yeah.
The kind of rap I don't really make,
right.
I guess.
Yeah. Is that important? Cool. I've heard that before, that like when you're writing,
yeah,
that you kind of got to listen to something that's really far away from what you do.
Yeah.
So you don't feel like it influences
a lot. I feel it influences some of the stuff I make, you know what I mean? But mm-hmm. then like stuff I make's not like the music I listen to. So it kind of just is like I'm taking styles from somewhere that's kind of like, I feel like it's unappreciated, and then I'm like putting it in this music, and I feel like more other people appreciate it more.
Yeah.
The other music.
Yeah.
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 That's great. Do you has somebody like mentored you, like help you
music?
Learn this stuff along the way, or are you figuring it out on your own?
Nah, I mean, like, a bunch of people have. Like, yeah. A lot of people have. A lot of friends of mine and shit.
What's been, like, the most important kind of mentor or lesson that somebody's taught you?
To learn learn from like your OGs and stuff, mm-hmm. and to like pretty much there's a formula that was before. If you want to be literally the best at like what you're doing right now, you got to learn from the formula from before and then put your own style on it. Mm-hmm. Just like somebody, like when I was younger and stuff, I used to do graffiti and stuff, and my homie would give me an alphabet, and then I would learn the whole alphabet, but then I would start putting my own shit on right. the alphabet, you know, yeah. on the letters and shit, and I was like, okay. Most kids, like nowadays, they don't have the blueprint anymore, you know what I mean? Yeah. They don't want to learn from the blueprint. They want to do their own thing.
Yeah.
So just like I feel like people are trying to forget like the past, you know what I mean?
That's funny you say that. I heard an interview recently with Herbie Hancock, who mm-hmm. said like, that's what, when he was first learning, his teacher was like, you're going to play this, I forget whose piece, but somebody else's yeah. until you can do it perfectly, just like them. Mm-hmm. And then you're going to learn to make it your own.
That's what you do, yeah.
But first you got to learn to copy somebody else.
Exactly, yeah.
That's great yeah. advice. But who gave you that?
My homie Doug.
Okay.
I mean, my homie Doug knew that shit, and then
Doug listens to the show. So what up, Doug?
If Doug does, I don't think he does. He like Christian and shit now. He don't. Like,
oh, okay.
He a born again Christian.
We have like at least 4 Christian listeners.
Okay.
I'm sure.
All right. There you
at
go.
Least 4.
Then he's on then.
He's probably one of our 4.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry, I cut you off.
No, it's all good.
No, but that's great. That's great advice. So who was that for you? Who were you studying?
Studying? I studied uh-huh. everything. I didn't really, yeah. like, there was never really, like, one.
Yeah.
And that's usually, like, I don't know, it's the question, but it's, like, I studied a lot of shit. Like, I remember I liked America's Most Wanted.
Mm-hmm.
That was my shit.
That's one of my favorite records.
And then License to Ill, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And then... I like a whole bunch of live records. I feel like I studied. Just like different stuff.
Yeah.
Like a lot of stuff from the Bay for sure. Like Totally Insane.
Mm-hmm.
I like that shit. Totally Insane. RBL Posse.
Mm-hmm.
415. And then like shit like that. And then like Cold World Hustlers. I fucked with them.
Mm-hmm.
And then just shit like that. And then starting to listen into a lot of Bay Area stuff, me and my homie Doug was like making like our own kind of Bay Area shit, like with our twist of it, because we were so we were like, all right, we already know this shit.
Right.
So like, you know what I mean? Like, let's just make our own shit.
I feel like the Bay has been really good for that. Like really these pockets of experimentation, right?
Oh, yeah. But I feel that's where like a lot of it, it's good that's where a lot of it comes from, because you know that's like, they studied it, you know what I mean? They got it down.
Yeah.
And they did their own thing.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's wild because, like, you know, a lot of people will be taken from the Bay Area.
Yeah.
Especially Drake. Drake takes from the Bay Area a lot, and I don't fuck with that. That's trash. That's garbage. Like, that's garbage. He need to go back to Houston, trying to steal Houston shit.
Nice. What would you not want to do? Is there like something that you would consider like selling out?
I mean, I feel like to be the most corniest person, that's probably like the richest person. Like Nick Cannon, that dude's probably like rich as hell, and he's like corny as fuck.
Of course.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But that's like not.
Do they have to go together?
I feel like corniness and money goes together, yeah.
Okay.
But I don't want to be that. I want to be the opposite. Not even the opposite, but I don't want to be, like, poor and real.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's insane.
Right.
It's crazy.
Yeah. But can you be both? Like, is Jay-Z both?
I mean, if he stops putting out music, he won't be fucking corny anymore.
Right.
But.
Okay.
That's it. That's all he has to do is stop putting out music.
Right.
And he'll be okay.
Yeah, but then is he really Jay-Z? I mean, then he's just a businessman, right?
That's fine. You can be Jay-Z, businessman. That's great.
For sure.
I like that.
Yeah. I understand. But, you know.
Because that, like, weird Magna Carta album was horrible. It's just garbage.
For sure.
But,
you know, you got to wonder, like, you know, I feel like as an artist, like, every great artist has a miss here and there.
Yeah, no doubt. But then you got to know when to, like.
Right. So back to what we were saying at the beginning, mm-hmm. right? Then do you say, well, like, obviously this is the end for me. I'm hanging it up now. Or do you go back and say, shit, I'm working on the comeback.
No way.
No.
If you lost the juice, it's gone, you know?
Yeah.
If I lost the juice, it's gone.
Yeah.
I'm going to do something else.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like sad to say, but you know, you got to do it.
Has there been like a real comeback like that?
Well, T.I. tried to do that.
Right? Okay.
But I don't know. He didn't sound like he lost any juice.
No, I don't think so.
No. Nah.
He just lost time out of his life sitting in jail.
True. That's about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, he's good. I don't know if there's any rappers that like made a comeback.
Because the thing that's interesting about rappers, like you kind of said it earlier, that like, you know, they go on forever.
Yeah, yeah.
And usually they just go on performing to smaller and smaller crowds each year,
mm-hmm.
that still remember
who
they are. And I know some of the old school cats from the 80s that they're still on these like revival tours.
True.
And, you know, they're playing their old songs, whatever, but, you know, it makes you wonder, like, I think everyone's hoping that they can, like, find that magic again.
Nah.
Not going to happen.
Someone wrote that song for them.
You know yeah, I mean? That's for sure. I like that. What do you think? What is there a decision that you made that has had the biggest impact? Is it moving to LA?
Yeah, no doubt. Moving to LA, yeah.
Yeah.
So I stayed in the Bay. I definitely want to be where I am now.
Yeah.
But it's like, I love the Bay Area, but it's like, it was like one of those decisions. And I feel like a lot of people do it like, since I don't live in the Bay Area or like, and it's like, a lot of people don't live in the Bay Area that are Bay Area rappers. You know
right.
what I mean? Like,
sure.
Why the fuck? You know what I mean? Like, it's like I feel like a lot of people are like, oh, yo, that guy's not from the Bay Area because he don't live in the Bay Area. And
right.
it's like, very ignorant Bay Area thing to say.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's a very popular thing to say. But it's like, I'm going to always be from the Bay Area, no matter what,
mm-hmm.
no matter where I go.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just it. It's not like it's something I could not be. You know what I mean? I'm always going to, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Yeah. That's good. You got any favorite DJs?
Favorite DJs? DJ Lucas.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who's that?
DJ Lucas from Boston.
Okay.
He's a DJ, and I know.
He's dope.
Favorite DJs? I don't know.
Yeah, like the best. Is there a best set you've ever seen live?
I mean, every time I seen a DJ, I probably was fucked up, so I don't know. I can't remember.
Okay.
To be honest.
That's all right.
Yeah.
We'll check for DJ Lucas. We'll find him online.
Yeah.
DJ Lucas, hit us up, man.
True.
For sure. Dude, thanks for being here, man. I appreciate you coming through.
No doubt. Thank you.
Come back anytime you want to promote something. We'll be looking for Nature World Night Out.
Yeah, Nature World Night Out, yeah.
And where does everybody find you online?
Find me. Just Google Antwon. Antwon.
Okay.
And it'll just pop up.
Cool.
And everything.
Yeah. Where are you most active? Is there one channel that's...
Twitter, probably.
Twitter.
Yeah.
Okay. Follow Antwon on Twitter. Check the new video, Dry Fit.
Yeah, and Double XC.
Double XC album. It's out now?
Yeah, it's out now on Anacon Records.
Nice.
Yeah.
Dope. Thanks, man.
Hell yeah. I'm
appreciate
on iTunes.
It. Yes.
Spotify. Tidal.
How's your Snapchat?
It's all right.
Okay.
It's pretty sick.
Yeah.
Snapchat's sick.
All right, that was Antwon. I hope you liked it. He's got some Way Out music for you to check out online. And hit us up. Let us know what you think of that on Twitter at Rebel Radio Net. Find us on Facebook. Subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. Most importantly, come back next week for more Rebel Radio.